Hello. Let's face it, everybody wants to take advantage of opportunities, and this broadcast is about new opportunities. And these new opportunities are along the U.S.-Mexican border. I'm Mike Gorshan. I'm the former head of science and technology for the state of New Mexico, appointed by Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico. And in this broadcast and others, we will be interviewing key people along the border and allow the audience to interact with these people and take advantage of the opportunities along the border. The first person we're going to talk to is Ricardo Venezuela, who was the economic advisor to President Calderón, who recently became president of Mexico.
My name is Ricardo Valenzuela, president of Mexico. I know President Calderón, and I know that he has a special interest in the economic development on the border between Mexico and United States. So I think we have a very good ally in this effort that we're starting right now.
Ricardo, tell us about the border towns today.
The border towns, the Mexican side, they look much more like United States. The country is much more entrepreneurial. The maquiladora programs has been creating a lot of very good paid jobs along the border. And we have examples like Tijuana, which a few years ago was ranked the number two city in the world. The border between Mexico and United States is the future of the world. Mexico is right now the number two trade partner of United States. Mexican border towns used to be, the classic party town where Americans used to go to have fun and get drunk or whatever. Now, if you go to those border towns, you're going to see a lot of maquiladores. You're going to see, Tijuana is the number one television manufacturer in the world. So people behave a little bit like Americans. They don't have siestas anymore. They have the idea, clear idea. If they work, they're gonna be prosperous.
Ricardo, how did this change happen? What kind of companies are showing up along the border, or how long have they been there? Tell us a little bit about that.
Japanese companies, a lot of Korean companies, and they have different work ethics. They have a different culture, and in cities like Tijuana, Mexicali, companies like Mitsubishi, Hitachi, all those big companies, Kyocera, they have big companies, and they have been competing for the labor force, and in some more areas with American companies. So that, in my opinion, has been a very good free labor market for Mexico, and they are very good training people. So they have been producing very good technical people and people which they have been trained not only in Tijuana, Mexicali, whatever. They have trained in Japan, Korea. So I think that has been a very positive influence for the north of Mexico, especially for the border. My ambition, I mean, I can see cities like not only border towns, but state borders. I can see cities like Tijuana, Mexicali, Hermosillo, Chihuahua, looking much more like Phoenix, Houston, Dallas. I can see cities like Monterrey looking much more, I don't know, like little New York. I can see cities like Torreon looking like Denver. And along the border is going to be an explosion of economic development. So we're going to have we're going to see a concentration of millions of people with very good income. And it's going to be a very interesting commercial area in which people, they're going to be, you know, trading and doing business and making money, creating value. And as my friend Jim Bennett said, is going to be the miracle of the 21st century.
Thank you, Ricardo, and we expect to see you on future shows. And this is a preview of what we expect to show in the future shows. We want to show you the people, the opportunities today, the opportunities tomorrow. We're going to bring politicians, business leaders, technology leaders, people who want to invest along the border, and we want to create interaction upon with these people as well as the people who have yet to work with them. We want to build bridges, not walls. And we see, I see, and Ricardo and others see a great opportunity and great economy along the border. My name is Mike Orshan. My number is 505-930-0660, and we'll be talking to you real soon. Thank you.